Well, spring is supposed to be here, which means baseball season. And here in Branch County, we're an anomaly, I guess, from the standpoint of the amount of folks who are involved with Major League Baseball that have their Coldwater Branch County roots with Major League umpires, especially, including one from Quincy, who joins us on the line. He's back home for a little bit here to help out with some baseball programs here locally. But it's Scott Barrett from Quincy. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good. Now, you said the opening week off for you, but then you're at it all spring, all summer long, Major League Baseball. Do you sometimes pinch yourself going, this is just too cool of a job?
Oh, there's no doubt that I'm very fortunate to be in baseball. There's a very small percentage of people who get to fulfill that dream one way or another, whether it be a player or an umpire, and I'm just fortunate enough to be selected, and it's been a fantastic thing for my family and for myself personally. So
yeah.
We're very lucky.
Okay, so do you get to settle all disputes around the house then?
No, it doesn't work like that. I wish it does, but it does not work like that. I think I can settle most of the time for all that business. So.
When you take off the uniform, you're not the umpire anymore. Darn.
Not anymore. I'm not in charge.
Man, you should. That would have been a cool deal to be able to do that. So, well, you're back home here now to help out because the Quincy baseball program, softball programs here are looking for some extra help. I know they're doing some fundraising. You're actually looking to get some additional facilities. Kind of walk people through a little bit what you're back here to help with.
Well, the biggest thing was, when I got and decided, not just myself, but there's a group of people who decided that we wanted to really try to help out the kids that come to the Quincy baseball and softball program. It's a program that's pretty near and dear to my heart. Obviously, I came through that program. My brother came through there. My sisters both played in the softball program. So I really wanted to try to help out as much as possible. So we're just trying to give it a direction. We're trying to make sure that we're making it exciting for kids. We're trying to develop our kids in a very fun and positive environment. And like you mentioned, we're trying to develop some facilities. We've spoken with the Quincy schools, and we're trying to develop hopefully 4 to 5 new fields for the kids to play on. We're currently out there trying to recruit sponsors for teams, and not only just teams, but we're trying to revamp our equipment, new bats and balls and helmets and things like that. We've created a charity softball game that we're going to try to put on. We have 4 teams that we're trying to fulfill. We have I'm hoping to get about $1,000 a team, and it's just to raise money just to try to get it to kickstart for us to revamp all these things. We're really trying to bring this association back to be community involved.
Yeah.
It's important for us that the parents, whether you have kids in the program or not, are involved, because we just want this to be a big community of organization. So
well,
that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you rub elbows with the major leaguers every day, but they all got their start at the same level, didn't they?
Absolutely. And, that was another thing that we had spoken with the group that I'm with now, with the QBSA, about developing umpires too. So it's a neat thing for me to be re-involved with, other than just kind of showing up and speaking or doing something like that. I actually get to do some of the grunt work and be hands-on, so it's an exciting thing for me too.
Well, there's so many choices, there's so many sports for kids out there, boys and girls, but what's, for you, what's the magic of baseball and or softball, do you think?
I think that, you know what, it goes right back to my first memories as a kid and just playing catch with my dad. And I think that it's such a family game, more so than maybe basketball or football. And that's always been what it was for me. My grandfather and my dad and playing catch with them and my younger brother. And it was just it was a family thing for me. And that's just so important. And I think that was the magic touch for me. It was just being able to be around those people all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a way, in my side yard at home, even by myself, how many times I caught fly balls in center field at Tiger Stadium in the side yard, because you can do make-believe, you can do all that stuff playing baseball and feel like that. You can a little bit with basketball, but not so much even football, but it's just, there's something special about baseball, I think, isn't there?
Absolutely. And there's a reason they call it America's pastime.
Yeah,
so
okay.
And I think that's part of it, that allure of being able to be the kid out in the backyard and making that catch to win the World Series or hitting the home run to win the World Series, those type of things. And it's just a little boy. It was a dream, and so that's kind of where it all started for me.
Okay, so if people want to help out then and be a part of this, what's the best way that they can do that?
Well, you know, you can go to QSA.net. That's our website, and we're taking all kinds of any kind of help that we can get. We'd be more than happy to accept, whether it be donations or somebody wants to donate time. We're always looking for people to want to coach and help kids, and that's basically what it all comes down to, is helping the kids of our community and making it better for them in the future. So,
okay, QBSA.net, Coldwater, Quincy Baseball Softball Association, with that. Sure. So, okay, you tell us some stories of the road, though, for Major League umpiring before we let you go here. Favorite place to umpire a game at? Favorite ballpark?
For me, it's more of the city, because I don't really get to see the ballpark other than just on the field. So it's a different experience. But I really enjoy the West Coast. I mean, obviously, I love being in Detroit because I get to see my family and friends.
Yeah.
So that's one of the top. But I enjoy the West Coast. I enjoy going to Chicago just because of all the food, which you really got to be careful with because I can get out of hand fast. But Chicago is a great place. I really enjoy San Diego, San Francisco, and Seattle too. They're great cities. They're clean cities, and I just enjoy those being able to get out and see the culture.
Okay, worst city to umpire in then?
Least favorite. They're all in the big leagues, so it's kind of hard to complain.
Okay,
I'm just fortunate, so I can't really complain about anything. I'm lucky.
Okay, nicest player you've ever thrown out of a game?
Oh wow. Well, they obviously weren't nice in this situation. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been thrown out of the game. So I'm not sure if I can pick one that wasn't okay. That wasn't nice.
How about the biggest jerk you threw out of a game then?
You know, Ken, I really can't say those things.
Okay.
Those are things that just have to avoid.
Professional courtesy, okay.
That's exactly right. I would hope they'd say the same about me.
Okay, nicest guy in the game then. That maybe you haven't thrown out, but who's...
You know what? There's a lot of guys that handle themselves well and are very professional. You know, a guy that used to be here that I thought always treated umpires well and was I think did a great job in his community was Brandon Inch.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure if he still lives up near Ypsilanti, but he was a guy that when he came out on the field, he enjoyed playing. I feel like he played for the right reasons, and he always treated us well. He was always fair to us. And for me, that's really all I ask. I know I'm not getting everything right. I know we're not always going to agree. But if you can be fair, I think that's important. And Brandon was definitely one of those guys.
So when you're behind the plate, do you develop kind of that special camaraderie with catchers?
I don't know if it's a camaraderie, but you definitely have to work together in some sort of way. Because otherwise, you don't want to battle the entire game. You know, you don't want to argue back and forth over pitches and things like that. So it's kind of a give-and-take relationship. You have to kind of, you will talk here and there. I don't talk a lot on the field. It's kind of my thing just to do my job. He has a job to do, I have a job to do. But yeah, you definitely have more of an interaction with the catcher than anybody else for sure, because you're back there for 3 hours just standing next to one person.
Yeah.
So
And you're hoping he catches that 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time, that's for sure.
So you don't have to. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, real quick, then, the softball tournament, when's that? Do you know a date yet on that? Or?
You know, we have not set a date for that, but it will definitely be on the website. So we're working towards that. And actually, you know, we have the four teams just from our own group, but if there's a group of people out there that would like to add a team to it or two teams to it, we would be more than happy to try to accommodate that. And you know, if it gets big enough, maybe we'll have to try to add some trophies or, you know, T-shirts, things like that. But yeah, that would definitely be great if there are other teams that want to be involved in this, and we can just try to go from there.
QBSA.net, the website. Folks, follow more information, and keep us up to date. And good luck. Your first trip to Chicago, you said, right, for the Cubs?
That's correct.
All right. All right. And do you know yet where you'll be for the – well, you'll rotate all four, not all four, because that is probably not a four-game series. Do you know yet where you'll start on that?
It's a three-game series. Okay. Three-game series, and I'll start at third base.
Okay.
So,
all right. We'll look for it. On WGN.
Thanks, I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Good luck this season. Scott Berry, Major League umpire from Quincy with us and working with the Quincy Baseball Softball Association this morning.